Previously on Dear Bastard.
Do not transfer our donations to that drop-in centre, which I now seem to remember was in fact closed down before the pandemic in shady circumstances.
Please abandon your plan. I take my responsibilities as chair very seriously and do not want to be put in a position of sanctioning you.
Whatever colour you call it, a tattered ethnic scarf is not up to the job of a modern medical-grade face mask.
Please contact my colleague, Cheryl Cassowary, during her own hours, which can be found in her out-of-office message.
I don't care who moves into flat 3, and I don't intend to be here long enough to find out.
I will continue my investigations, but clearly, these are the hallmarks of organised criminals.
The mystery buyer who bought the empty apartment is me! Well, technically my dad. Smiley face, surprise emoji, house emoji, Union Jack emoji, smiley face, smiley face.
Episode 3, Side Hustle.
Dear fellow residents, it gives me great pleasure to offer a warm welcome back to Dana as she becomes our neighbour once again. Congratulations! And well done to your father for snapping up the flat with such zeal. With our dear friend's upcoming return offering us a ray of hope in these dark times, I thought I'd share some inspiring words from Maya Angelou's extraordinary poem, Still I Rise. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean, leaping and wide. Welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak that's wondrously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise, I rise. I rise. Yours sincerely, Barry.
Dana, I don't think you will have seen my previous emails regarding Mr. Gupta and his underhand sale of the flat to your father's dubious tax vehicle, but I'll forward you some of our exchanges so you can pass them on. I won't blame you for his actions, and will instead take you at your word that you have been clueless throughout the process. I find that story to be credible. Meanwhile, on a more positive note, as of yesterday, I have started a new job driving a delivery van for Morrison's supermarket. Sorry, Jill, I hope that doesn't trigger your insomnia. This could work to our advantage. Sometimes bags get overpacked, meaning I will occasionally have extra product on my hands to do with as I see fit. Today, I have brought home some eggs and flour, which I am willing to sell to those in need. I will take £1 per egg and £5 per kilo of flour on a first-come, first-served basis. Cheers, Robbie, XOX.
Hello my friends, hello Dana. It certainly was quite a surprise to receive your email. Goodness, the universe does work very mysteriously indeed. Still, it is a relief to hear that the flat has been bought by your enterprising father and not a nefarious human trafficking ring or similar, as I feared. Barry, I am concerned that you are unaware of the context of that poem. It is a stunning tribute to the enduring sexual and spiritual power of Black American women after centuries of denigration and oppression. It is not a generic passage about everyday resilience in the face of any given obstacle or minor challenge. If you would like to dive into my well-thumbed copy of I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, I can leave it in a sealed Tupperware container of dishwasher salt on the front steps. Meanwhile, Robbie, are your eggs free-range and is your flour unbleached? Call me fussy if you like, but these things are very important. As Mahatma Gandhi said, to forget are to dig the earth and to tend to soil is to forget ourselves. Always appropriate. Warm salutations and socially distanced love. Rolene.
Dana. Welcome back to the house. Preemptively, anyway. I don't know how you're expecting to move in, given you and your countrymen are currently barred from entering the UK. Meanwhile, Robbie, are those prices for ostrich eggs outrageous? My own efforts to overcome other people's panic buying have had mixed results. I asked the veg box company I've been using for a kilo block of cheese and was instead given a kilo of grated cheese, which I find repulsive. If anyone wants some, I can divide it into smaller bags for you to collect. Unlike Robbie, I won't charge you any money for these basic supplies. But any gestures of reciprocity will obviously be welcomed. Cheers, Trevor.
Dana, welcome back, at least in principle. As Trevor points out, I'm not sure when, or indeed if, you'll be able to make it across the Atlantic, but I'm touched that you feel so at home here, even after your disastrous tenancy. Robbie, RE, your insomnia remark, the only thing, quote, triggered by your proposed price gouging is my outrage. Here we are in the middle of a pandemic and you're trying to bleed your neighbours dry. It's a disgrace. Trevor, your offer is far more reasonable, and I'm keen to take some shredded cheddar off your hands. If you have a scale, could you weigh me out 375 grams? I'm gathering the ingredients for a rainbow chard gratin. If you like, I could pop some in a sealed ramekin and leave it on your step. Best wishes, Jill.
Hey, neighbors. It's so fun to be emailing with you all again. The COVID isn't the biggest deal in my corner of the USA, praise the Lord. But my mom and dad are big preppers, so with our basement full of cans and beans and a couple of guns, we're ready for anything. I have a question. How much of the paint job in my new apartment can I charge to the common fund? Do I pay the painter and charge it back? Or does the common fund pay the painter directly? Please let me know so I can get the work underway before I arrive, whenever that is. It would be great if someone could please measure the wall space between the front door and the bedroom door to see if my meemaw's credenza will fit. Also, my dad wants to know what weight the balcony can take. In pounds and ounces, please. He sends his best wishes to everyone, especially Barry. Praying for you all and keep washing those hands. Dana. Smiley face, US flag, mask wearing emoji, paintbrush emoji. Smiley face.
Dana, hi. First things first, no, you cannot charge the painting of the interiors of a private home to the common fund. The common fund is for common painting requirements, hence the term common. Now, a more serious matter, I'm being inundated with correspondence from an American law firm, including requests for notarized documents, background checks on other residents, statements of accounts of the common fund, and a request that we will subject ourselves to drug testing. In a word, no. Your lawyers have no business meddling in our bodily affairs. In any case, all legal correspondence should be properly directed to Daphne Flairclough, who has copied into this email. I hope she will answer it this time. Salutations, Rolene.
Dear sender, thank you for your message. Please note that I do not work on Monday afternoons, Wednesday mornings, or Fridays. I also remain out of the office indefinitely and will not be checking this inbox. If you have any questions, please contact my colleague, Cheryl Cassowary, or use the email form on our website. Nota bene, Madge Smith has left the practice permanently. Any future professional emails received from her in which she uses the practice's name, logo, and or address should be forwarded to Cheryl Cassowary as a matter of urgency. Regards, Daphne Fairclough.
Dana, I will be happy to measure this space for you. What a hoot your father is. Please pass on my best wishes. I am still enjoying the mouse mat he very kindly gave me for Christmas. For those who haven't seen it, it depicts George Washington toting an assault rifle, riding on the back of a bald eagle that's clutching an American flag in its talons. An image that inspires me whenever I tend to my correspondence. Happy to help, and yours sincerely, Barry.
Dana, Barry is not here to take your measurements for you. You imposed yourself enough on his good graces when you lived here previously, and it's time to draw a line before we all end up at your beck and call. Please organise your own independent handyman. Despite the pandemic precautions we're all observing, this is still allowed under the Public Health Law of England, a copy of which I've attached to this email. Best wishes, Jill.
Hey, neighbours! Jill, I want to thank you mightily for the permission to call in a contractor to renovate my apartment. I've been emailing around, and the local workmen have given me some neat ideas. I never knew underfloor heating was so popular in England. All of them asked for cash in hand, which is such an English phrase. I mean, where else would I put the cash? So cute. But when I explained I'd need to pay by transfer, a lot of them stopped replying. Weird. So, thank you, Robbie, for messaging me with the details of a local handyman. He says he'll come and take measurements, etc. in the coming days, so when a strange man rings the doorbell, it's me who sent him. LOL. Meanwhile, Rolene, I need a building permit to retile the bathroom and turn it into a walk-in steam shower. As the chair of the Residents Association, can you do this for me? Thanks, Dana. Construction worker emoji, cash emoji, hand emoji, shower emoji, smiley face.
Hello, Dana. I'm not here to manage your renovation project. You can find all the details on the Kent Council website. Also, please direct your contractor to ring the correct doorbell. I was in the middle of running a Zoom yoga class and I had to leave my students in an excruciating pose while he banged on my windows. Most irritating. Regards, Rolene.
Dana. Adding to Rolene's note, this is not ours to sort out. Also, while a steam shower might be your idea of a good time, I hope you're going to reinforce that floor. Your bathroom is right over my kitchen, and I don't need head and shoulders infused soapy water dripping into me pasta carbonara. When will this overambitious makeover be kicking off? I'm going to be the most affected as I live directly downstairs. How will you compensate me? And speaking of banging, when that handyman came to the flat, I heard two sets of voices through the floor. Robbie, how well do you know this essential worker? Have you availed yourself of his services before? Cheers, Trevor.
Robbie, far be it from me to point the finger, but I believe that the fraternising extended to your apartment as well. I heard loud laughter and other sounds I am too discreet to describe. I don't want to have to ring the local constabulary, but you're placing us all at risk. I myself am in the rudest of health, but Barry is a worrywart and Trevor a hypochondriac. Irresponsible and inconsiderate are strong words, but I feel they are all appropriate. Best wishes, Jill.
Jill, you can retract that pointing finger. The handyman who attended Flat 3 was a bloke I know well in a professional capacity from my time as an agent of Frobisher's. I let him into Flat 3 with the spare key and helped him take his measurements. I then offered him a quick cash-in-hand job in my apartment and he was glad to take me up on it. Don't worry, it was perfectly safe and within the law. I was wearing my homemade pashmina face covering the whole time. Cheers, Robbie. XOX. P.S. Rolene, thanks again for the mask. What colour would you call that?
Hello, my friends. Are you well? I am so well. Robbie, that mask is Chartreuse Green, a shade I chose to complement your wild Scottish colouring. It's a very kind colour. I'm very glad to read that someone has been wearing one of my homemade face coverings as opposed to burning it, like other people, who shall remain nameless, but they know who they are. To quote an ancient Hebrew teaching, gold is tested by fire, and human character is tested in the furnace of humiliation. Salutations, Rolene. P.S. Despite the disturbance caused by Dana's handyman, my new Zoom Zoga class is accepting new students. If you would like my help opening your chakra, sessions are available at 7 a.m. each weekday morning, 8-10 p.m. each weekday evening, and at 11 p.m. on the night of the full moon. The course has been extremely well received so far, if I say so myself. There is a small donation request, but I will offer a discount to current and future residents of this building. Dana, feel free to join via the link below if you can figure out the time difference.
Hey Trev. Godfrey, my contractor, has assured me that the floor can handle the weight and moisture caused by a steam shower, so don't you worry your pretty little head. The work will start once he gets the right components. He usually uses a subcontractor called Fenelon Pipes and Plumbing, but they have repurposed themselves as a PPE provider and are busy importing something called PCR tests from China? Maybe my dad was right and COVID is a big plastic conspiracy after all. Godfrey and I have kicked around some ideas, and I have also decided that I will turn the spare room into my music room, so you'll all benefit from the beautiful sounds of early Renaissance recorder music to lull you to sleep every evening. That should make up for any construction noise. Just to confirm, that's a steam shower, music room, new kitchen, painting, inbuilt projector screen, and I'll keep the updates coming. Yay! Dana, smiley face, construction worker emoji, shower emoji, music notes emoji, kitchen emoji, paintbrush emoji, cinema reel emoji, popcorn emoji, smiley face.
Dana, this is getting out of control. Your works are going to encroach egregiously upon the quiet enjoyment of my home, which you are legally required to respect. Can I see your certificate of planning permission? I can't find anything on the council website. Cheers, Trevor.
Thanks for listening to Dear Bastard, written and directed by Andrew Naughty and Paul McCain. Daphne Fairclough was played by Amy Gilbrook. Barry Fenelon was played by Lewis Moore. Jill Fenelon was played by Sophie Handy. Robbie Gold was played by Rory Matheson. Dana Gustafson was played by Maggie Marie Casto. Trevor McNamara was played by Sebastian Romaniuk. Rolene Van Ouse was played by Lorianne Clements. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, search for Dear Bastard Podcast, or follow the Linktree links in the episode bio. And please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts.